Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Dardish Radio with Jen Duanadez.
All right.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardish.
Hey, this is Claire Coffey, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Hey, you guys, this is Hal B. Klein, and you're listening to Joanne, Jen, and Desiree on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Jennifer Barron.
And Agent Marita Barron.
And you're listening to
Stardish Radio
with Jen, Joanne, and Desi. Good evening, everyone. Today is May 5th, 2008, and you're listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I am your host, Joanne. Jennifer and Desiree are off this week, so it is just us. So let's see. We have a caller on the phone. I'm going to see who this is, and then we're going to get to who is coming on our show. Area code 303, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I was just calling in to ask a question.
What's your name?
Terry.
Okay, we're waiting for Billy to call in, so we wanted to see who was on the line.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I go ahead and ask a
No, just say we're going to put you on hold. We're going through the callers to see who's on the telephone, and Billy should be calling in any second, and then you get to ask him yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Okay, well, we are having a wonderful show today. I think everybody's really excited. He is our guest. He is one of the hottest newcomers in daytime television. He is one of those people that you should love him, hate him. You don't really know what to do with him. But I think as fans, everybody just loves him. He portrays Richie Novak's somewhat sociopathic brother to Annie Lavery, the thorn in JR's side, or we should say hip, I suppose. And he'll be joining us very shortly, and his name is Billy Miller. So as of today, as I said, Jennifer and Desiree were not going to be with us this week due to prior commitments. So I encourage everyone to call in and speak to Billy. He will be answering your questions, and hopefully we'll be able to see a little bit deeper into that character that he plays so well on All My Children. So I think without further ado, we can bring Billy Miller on the line. And I believe this is him. Billy. Hello? Hello? Okay, we're not hearing anything. Is there anybody there? No. Okay, well, I guess that wasn't him. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes when our switchboard gets so jammed up, it gets kind of hard for the actor to get through. So just bear with us, and I'm sure he'll be here shortly. So I encourage everyone to call in area code 347-945-5423. We have some people in the chat room. And it would be fantastic if you guys all called in and asked Billy a question yourself. I'm sure he would love that. He is very anxious to get to know his fans. So what do you guys say? Give us a call and we'll be able to take your questions. Let's see. What else is going on today? Daytime. Oh, tomorrow. Let me just put a little plug in tomorrow. We will have Melissa Fumero Gallo from One Life to Live on our show at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Wednesday, we will have John Paul Lavoisier on the 7th, also at 10 p.m. from One Life to Live. So we're going to have a really, really fantastic week, and we hope that all of you come back to join us. So I'm going to bring our caller in on the line that we had earlier. I believe her name was Terry, and we'll see what she wants to talk about with Billy while we're waiting, okay? Hi, Terry.
Hi, it's Carrie, actually.
Carrie?
Carrie.
Right. I'm sorry. The phone was a little fuzzy. We're just waiting for Billy to call in. So I just wanted to know what it is about him that you like so much.
I think he's a very good actor, and I like the character. You never know what's going to happen next. And so I just like watched All My Children for a long time, and I thought he's been an interesting addition.
Right, right. Yeah, how do you think, where do you see his storyline going? I mean, do you think he'll be able to redeem himself?
I don't know. I think it's going to be tough, but I'd like them to try, at least have him be redeemed a little bit and have him on the show more, because he hasn't been on very much.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you there. All right, I'm going to put you on hold and see if this is him calling in. We have another caller. Hang on 1 second, okay? Mm-hmm. Good evening. You're on Star Dish.
Hi, I have Billy Miller for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, here he is.
Thanks.
Billy, you're on.
Hello?
Welcome, Billy.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. How are you?
I am well.
Oh, we're so pleased that you were able to join us tonight on Star Dish Radio.
Our phone lines are
buzzing, and the chat room is going, and people just want to talk to their new favorite actor on All My Children.
Well, let's give it a shot. Is this Joanne or Jennifer?
Yes, no, this is Joanne.
Joanne, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm excited to talk to you. You've become like a big fan favorite of mine. I've been watching All My Children for a long time, and you truly have brought something new to the canvas, and I'm really excited to see where it's going to go.
You mean most people don't throw people in holes and wreak havoc on Pine Valley?
Well, you're doing it in a different way. You're doing
it
in a totally different
Thank you.
Way. You got your own spin on it. So tell us about Billy Miller first before we get into Richie Novak.
My least favorite topic of conversation. Would you like to know about Billy Miller?
Well, Billy was born and raised in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're
Billy Miller.
You're an entrepreneur as well.
You know, yes, ma'am. I've been in the bar business since I was about 17, bartending and then promptly running the bars. And with a group I'm actually in L.A. right now. It's my girlfriend's birthday, Cinco de Mayo. And,
happy birthday.
Downstairs celebrating. I'm up here talking to you, and thank you for calling me because I needed to get away from them. with all that group now, we're in the middle of trying to purchase a bar in L.A., and we built several places, and we run them. And we did,
wonderful.
And now I'm in New York. So it's kind of hard to bartend on a Saturday when you're in New York and they're in L.A. Makes it difficult.
Right, right.
But I still call in orders just to make them mad.
Well, what brought you to Pine Valley? How did you end up in Pine Valley? Tell us about that.
Well, like everybody does, I auditioned.
Mm-hmm.
What brought me to Pine Valley? I signed with a new great management team, and they sent me on this audition. It was the first one back from a light hiatus, and we're lucky enough to get it. For whatever reason, the producers and casting director decided to give me a chance and promptly moved to New York, and we're giving it a shot.
And how do you like it so far? I mean, coming from Texas to living in New York pretty much.
Well, I did have a buffer. It was L.A.,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm kind of all over the place. How do I like it? It's great. You know, I think Cameron Matheson and Torsten say quite a bit, and Mike Knight, all of them do. That it's a family. There it really is. As soon as I walked in, everybody, you know, open arm embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I think my second day there, Michael Knight grabbed me and said, look, man, no matter what you think of these guys from your first visit, everyone's nice. Everybody's humble and excited to be here, and you're going to have so much fun. He was absolutely right. If I ever had a question from the crew, directors, anybody, they're quick with the answer and quick with the pat on the back or, you know, the guiding hand. So it's been a very easy transition. I tell people that, you know, I got a phone call on a Tuesday and I had to move to New York on a Thursday, which is true, but it was so easy to do because they make sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. There's a girl in the chat room, Wicked Rule S. She wants to know what the meme of your bar is in New York. Do you have?
I don't have anything in New York.
No, he doesn't have anything in New York. Wicked, call in and ask him. He'll tell you where to go in California.
And we don't we don't have anything currently right now. We we're out. We're looking to purchase, so we're trying to enter into an escrow. The last place that we were at was called Chakra in Manhattan Beach. That's no longer available. It's no longer there. That sold right before I moved to New York.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have someone that's been on hold, and I'm going to bring her on. Her name is Terry, and she has some questions for you. So,
okay.
Hang on one sec. Hi, Terry. Billy Miller's on the phone.
Hi, here I am. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Terry. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say how much I'm enjoying your character and all my children, even though he's
you.
So evil.
I was going to ask, do you have a sick and twisted personality?
Yeah, basically so. No, actually,
Good.
You're getting a little bit hard to like now, but I still enjoy watching
sorry.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough
so
when your mom
think?
Calls you and says that you're such an evil kid. She doesn't know why she raised you.
Well, do you think Richie's going to get any nicer? Is he going to and also, are you going to be on the show more? You haven't been on much.
I've had a bit of a vacation. It's great. You know, when I first got on, I worked every day. I was there all the time, which apparently doesn't happen a lot. I was very lucky for that. We've moved into a transition. The Hubbards came back, which was great, and everybody was excited for that. There wasn't a lot of room for Richie's storyline. And this is, you know, it's a broad casted show, and it reaches a very diverse audience. And it's hard to put in that much of a reach into an hour show. So sometimes you're not there. So to answer the question, both of them, I don't know. I'm basically a plumber. I'm a carpenter. I walk in. I'm not going to tell you where or how often to put in a sink or a bar. I do the job they ask me to do. And I don't know if we're going to get nicer or meaner. I try to add a little bit of a dimension to the guy when we can. And I imagine there will be. We've just kind of started playing with Richie. So we'll see what happens.
Great.
Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thanks. Do I get to ask another one? Or
if you have another question, sure, ask them.
What would you like to see happen to Richie?
I don't know. It's a good question. I guess it would be fun to jump into his backstory a little bit. You know, when you act on any show, you have to develop pretty much your own backstory. And it could be completely divergent from the writer's perspective. So it would be fun to see what they want to have had happen originally, why he is the way he is, and what his trajectory is ultimately going to be from that. And to explore that a little bit, it should show a softer side. No one believes that they're bad. You know, you can't play evil. You can only be who you are. And we all feel that we're vindicated. Everyone does. So it would be fun to see why he does what he do. Why he does what he do. It would be nice to see that.
I agree.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling. We're going to move on to our next caller. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, area code 310. You're on the air with Billy Miller.
Hello?
Hello?
You can hear me? This is Mikey from West Hollywood.
Yep. Mikey, how are you doing from West Hollywood?
Good. Yourself? How are you doing this evening, Billy?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just wondering, like, I'm a struggling actor as well, and what I can do, you know, I'm actually gay, and I want to know, like, as a struggling actor, what does it take for a gay actor to get in the business these days?
Actually, I think this might be a friend of mine. Do you work at Akbar, Mikey?
I'm sorry, I'm familiar with Akbar, but no, I don't.
You're not a bartender at Akbar?
No, sir.
No, sir? Okay. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I imagine you have talent, and I think you should invest in it and explore it and see what happens from there, sir.
Okay, great. Are we going to see any? Is Billy going to, you know, get any action scenes, if you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can say it on the radio, but is he going to get any, you know, is it going to be more skin shown?
Is he going to get more skin shown?
I'm just wondering if it's gonna get more provocative later on in the season.
I don't know. I don't know what sort of daytime TV you're watching there, my friend. But I doubt it'll get too
racy. I think we just lost that caller.
Okay.
We lost that caller. Sorry about that, Billy. That's the problem with
That's
live
okay.
radio. I apologize profusely for that embarrassment of call. So. Anybody that's listening, please don't call and insult our guests with these ridiculous questions. Thank you very much. I am going to bring on, however, my co-host, Jennifer, who I see has called in tonight. And Jen, you there? Oh, this is just not going my way tonight. Our switchboard is jammed because we have so many people on hold. Trying to get through, so occasionally we will get a little backlogged. But that only happens to the best of people because they're dying to get in and talk to you. So area code 303. Okay. Billy, I am so embarrassed. Let me just stop that. The switchboard, I had to reboot it. I'm going to get back to what I want to know. What has been your favorite scene to shoot to date since you started on All My Children?
Favorite scene? I don't know. There's been a lot of them. It was fun being locked up in a plane. We kind of were goofing around a little bit. And the scene was fun. It was a little silly. We kind of, I got to grab the pilot, and Cameron and I were messing around. This is right when he was doing Dancing with the Stars, so we were in a bit of a rush, and they handcuffed me, and the director was asking me to, fight against the handcuffs. He calls action, I fought against the handcuffs, and my hand went right by his head, and he stops and looks, and he goes, "Sweetheart, get the gun," and it was, we had to wait 30 minutes for him to fix or find a new pair of handcuffs. He was like, "No problem, I'm just trying to go back to L.A. Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it." BJ, my friends call me BJ. My name's Billy, but it's Billy John. More Texas for you.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. My son's initials are TJ, and he has just gotten around to me wanting to call him TJ instead of Tyler Jason. So I can totally agree with that. I like the nicknames. So let me ask you, how do you like starting off in daytime as a villain?
As a villain, I think villain is the most fun that you can have as an actor. You get to play with your dark side, things you can't do in real life, things you can say that you might deep down want to say and you can't do it. You get to explore that darker side, which is the only safe place to do it. You don't go to jail at the end of the day. You go home. And
That's a similar question we asked another actor from General Hospital, and he pretty much said the same thing about the jail party. He's like, we don't get to go to jail. Perfect.
Right.
I think that's great. That's great. Yeah. I received some emails of questions also for people who weren't actually going to be able to call in. This one is from Tracy in Minnesota. She wants to know, now that Annie is doing all of these crazy stunts to make Ryan remember that they were together and that he actually loved her, do you think Richie will find out and use it in his own way somehow? Since the beginning, he has been trying to make her look nuts anyway.
Well, it did air that I suspected and confronted her that she made up a story, and yeah, that's another trajectory I like to explore. You know, Richie and his sister getting together. You know, she can't be all roses. She did send him to jail for his betterment, but it was still a lie and it was perjury. People go to the jail for that, you know. And it would be fun to put her a little bit in her place in more of a cerebral way and not so much the physical angles he's been taking.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree. That definitely should be explored. I notice that with a lot of the daytime, they tend to start out running with such a good thing, and then it kind of like drops. You know, and it's like, okay, where do we go from here? I think Annie and Richie definitely should explore their childhood and what she did to you, did to his character, and consequences should be taken for that. I think that would make for a good story.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Again, call the writers.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know. The fans here, they have links on our MySpace pages to all the soap magazines, to ABC, and all those kinds of people that they definitely write into. Trust me.
Well, you know, I'm happy and it's fun to do whatever they write, and you know, it's
right.
You're, at the end of the day, you're acting, so whatever story you get, it should be fulfilling for both parties. I'm excited to do that. It's been
right.
A good feedback. I mean, whether it's you're walking down the street and this woman started calling me names and I hate you, and then she asked for an autograph. Okay. And the other day I was at the Apple store and this woman goes, "Man, I hate you," and it's crowded in there and the whole room kind of looked around. "You're so evil." They didn't know who I was, and
oh my gosh,
you know, that's kind of hard to get away. But that's, you know, that's what I'm supposed to be playing. You're supposed to hate me, so I guess I'm doing a decent job at it.
Right, right, right. Well, yeah. Someone also had asked that question. What has been? Soap fans are the most loyal in the entertainment industry, and I don't know if you've been able to.
I've heard
see
and
that
witnessed
yet.
That. You know, it's been a brief stay, but yeah, I've heard and witnessed it. It's been good.
Uh huh. Yeah, they were saying what was the craziest thing so far a fan has done to show their loyalty, if any loyalty at all, or just, you know, whatever. So, yeah, that's a good one.
What's the craziest thing?
Yeah.
The craziest thing, I was at a Walt Lilly's comedy show,
uh-huh.
And it was, I guess my stuff had been coming on for the past month or so. So, I didn't really know what I was walking into. I guess it was a fan event that I haven't ever been to one. And got mobbed, which was cool. But this nice lady, she kept coming by, you know, in the beginning of the night. We were talking and chatting. It was fun. And, you know, it's an adult event. People are drinking by the end of the night, getting ready to walk out. She comes back with her daughter, and she's like, "Look at this daughter. Look at my daughter. Look at her. She's perfect. You got to marry my daughter." Well, like, oh, that's a fan.
Oh yeah, trying to marry you off. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I guess that's loyalty.
Yeah, I guess it can be perceived as that. Then we
mm-hmm.
have another email that I received today from a woman. Her name is Sharon Siebert, and she says that she's not going to be able to probably listen in because she is very involved in her church ministry, but she wanted to wanted us to give you a shout a hello to Billy for me. I am the one of his friends on the MySpace whose picture is the Mona V bottle. I don't know if
okay.
it matters your MySpace or not, but that's who this woman is.
No, how do you answer that? I know there's one out there. You know, I kind of came into work, and this is I just now sort of had this hiatus, so I don't know. I haven't really caught up on the promotions and that side, so I don't know who she is, but now I know to look for her.
Right, well, she's saying that she hopes to stay on the show a long, long time and that she loves the bad boy character. It suits you just fine. You know we love our soap bad boy, bad girl characters very much. You bring some spark to the show. Take care and see you on MySpace, Billy. Regards, Sharon Siebert. So, yeah, so when you see a Mona V bottle on your MySpace page, you'll know who she is.
Perfect. Okay.
So, yeah. Well, we're coming to the point in our show where we do a segment called Favorites. And,
Favorites.
So we do a little thing where we'll ask you what your favorites are. I think it's like 10 questions, and then you just spit it out without even trying to think about it. Because that would mean it would be your favorite. Ready?
I'm not that bright. Let's go for it.
Oh, stop it. What is Billy Miller's favorite color?
I guess I'd have to say blue.
And what is your favorite animal?
I have to say a dog, but I like them all, as long as they're not biting me.
What is your favorite food?
Man, I'm from Texas, so we like beef a lot. Does that work?
Right. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And what is your favorite singer or band?
Don't have one, sorry. That's too hard to answer. I've been asked that quite a bit. I like it all, you know. If I have to answer, I'd say the blues, but I spent a lot of time in Austin, and
right.
It's live music. And
I'm on my radio show right now.
I'm sorry?
No.
I'm sorry?
I don't know what that was. No, I'm listening to you. I
thought you asked me a question,
I'm sorry. No. Okay, I hear feedback too. Okay, is that better? Okay, I think that's better. Okay, so blues and growing up in Texas.
I have to give the answer. I'm going to say it's the blues, but, you know, all modern American music pretty much has a trace back to that. So.
Mhm. And what about your favorite movie?
That's my answer in brevity.
What about your favorite movie?
Again, it's C music. It's the same sort of thing.
Right.
If I have to give one answer, the only reason I can say it, David Rabe wrote a screenplay called Hurley Burley. Sean Penn produced and acted in it. I was in film school when I saw it and kind of didn't catch the whole trappings of drugs and the bad side of L.A. and decided I'm going to Hollywood. So I guess that would be, although, again, you know, anything with inspiration from the creative side onto the audience is what I'm into.
Right. Okay, well, then I don't know how we're going to answer this one. This is your favorite television show.
I get paid from all my children. It's my favorite show. They let me show up. I don't actually have to watch it. I can watch it, and I can come in and play with them. I guess you have to give your favorite to the people you work with.
Exactly. What about
although I
your
will
favorite?
Say I watch Deadwood and The Wire quite a bit.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right. And what about your favorite actor or actress?
Man. See, that's difficult. I'll throw a... Can't really answer it. Again, you're influenced by so many people. David Morse, who probably most people don't know, huge, great actor. You know, we can all say the Brandos and the Deans and the young Pacinos and his movement
right.
into the contemporary Pacino. And I don't know, my favorite actor might be Steve Tannen, who I, you know, went to school with for 2 years and learned more from watching him than any other film. So it really depends. It's all so subjective, and it changes from moment to moment like your feelings do. So.
What would be your favorite vacation spot?
Oh, my favorite vacation spot. I'm at it. I'm in Manhattan Beach, hanging out at my old apartment.
Okay.
That's fine. Something chill, girlfriend, family around. With the guys I used to work with, that's a good vacation spot for me. We'd probably be behind the bar working, but it'll work.
Hey, you sound like one of the most down-to-earth people we've ever had on our show. You're just one of those guys that you would want to just sit up, you know, at the bar and just BS it. You know what I mean? So it sounds
well, that's
like
what I'm good at.
You. It sounds like you're just fine.
Yes, ma'am. I have a feeling it's not that different from acting. We're all just entertaining and trying to give somebody an escape. So we're doing the. same thing I've done since I was 17.
Right. Well, I
haven't thrown anybody in the hole from my bar.
I have a young lady on the line who happens to run a fan group on Yahoo. And
okay.
I believe her name is Sarah. So I'm going to bring
Sarah
on the line. Sarah, you're on the phone with Billy Miller.
Hi, Billy.
How are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
I have a few questions, if it's okay.
Oh, it's more than okay.
Have they made any plans to bring you to the All My Children Luncheon this year?
I have a question. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Mississippi, but I live in West Virginia now.
Oh, baby, I can hear it. Sounds good. I love the South.
Yeah, we read in an article that you, something not too long ago in Soaps in Depth about Southern accents and British accents, and I'm from Mississippi, and my mother's from Liverpool, England, so
we'd
love talking to us.
So you guys sit at the table Thanksgiving and don't understand a word the other's saying. the luncheon, I don't know. I'm the bad kid in the bunch, so I don't know what I'll be invited to. Again, I haven't been in the quote-unquote office for a couple of weeks, so when I get back into town, I'll ask about it. And if it's something they want and the people want me to go to, I'm more than happy to go to it.
Well, we all hope you come.
Well, I hope to see you there if I'm there.
Another question. If you do end up staying and nothing happens to Annie's character and to Richie's character on All My Children, will your girlfriend move to New York with you? I'm sorry
if
that's personal. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Look who brought the gasoline to the conversation, throwing it on the fire. Well, that is a day-by-day discussion. You know, this isn't the 50s in the Deep South where the little woman follows around the guy with the job.
I'm actually
in her office right now. She works at a great advertising agency called Omelet that you know, if you're in that world, it's like, you know, the next mother. It's a huge place, and she's doing very well there. She's an art director and has done some great work with Easton and Microsoft and Coffee Bean. And she has a career in less words. She has a good major career that she needs to follow. And if my job has me in New York and her opportunities take her to New York, then we can work on it. We're young, you know. We're not looking to do the traditional get married sort of thing. We're working on careers, and we both pick very hard ones to achieve. And we've both gotten some luck. I think she's probably more talented than I am, and I'm getting lucky with what I'm doing now. So you know, there's no pressure on either side. It's just we both need to succeed.
We just don't want to leave. Want to see you leave All My Children.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm having so much fun there. I'm just starting to, you know, it takes a while to not only get used to New York, but to any new job, especially this one. And
yeah, I know. I'm
it changes monthly. And
a small
town. I'm working on it. There's some improvements I need to make. There's always room for improvement, but I have a lot of work and learning to do, and I'm trying to reach those goals and to appease render on to Caesar and appease the fans and the producers and the directors. And I think that will ultimately determine my stay there, my residence in Pine Valley.
Okay. Does the writers listen to the actors' comments on storylines that they hear?
I don't know. I haven't tried to force my ideas upon them. That's not my job. I was hired to be an actor. I heard, of all people, I want to quote, I think it's Russell Crowe, put it in the best analogy I ever heard. I was watching some program late at night, and he had said he's like a plumber that, he's hired to put in a sink. He's not going to walk into your apartment and say, sweetheart, I will never put that sink there. Well, you know, I'm kind of the same way. I can't walk in and say, look, this is a job that you've successfully mastered for the past 30 years, and I'm the new kid on the block. I'm not going to walk in and say, well, I would never do that. They know what they're doing. They know what they want out of me. and my job is to deliver on that. Whether it behooves Billy Miller for some sort of longevity on the show is that's not the subject that I have to deal with. I'm paid to do a job.
Right.
I come from the South. You know what that's like. Someone pays you to do a job, you do that job. If they,
yeah.
if they give you $100, you better give them $110, $120 worth of work.
Right.
That's what I'm here for.
Right.
I can learn what they do. And eventually, you know, I went to film school. I went to learn to write and produce. And that's a big part of why I became an actor. I'm here to learn from them. And
did you go to school for architecture? Or you said something about you built bars.
Oh, no, ma'am. I went to what's called Home Depot. And it started in Austin. We had a place that we had to rebuild in 11 days, and we took about $36,000 and a bunch of guys that needed work, and we made ourselves work. That's what we do. It's the same thing as this. You cut yourself out a niche to work in. That's kind of what I'm trying to do with this character. I'm trying to cut myself out a job. And, you know, I don't know. Sometimes education can be learned in a college or in a school and then be implemented into making a career. And sometimes, it's like my father went to college. My dad had dyslexia until it was late in his life. They found it that he had was dyslexic late in his life, but he made his money. He's a street guy. He made his money in an honest way, but learned how to do it. He could go into a meeting and remember what everybody was said and what they wore and still succeed. I'm coming in this way, just as I did in the bar business, and learning from each mistake and trying to make it better.
So well, what would you think of a Richie and Amanda pairing?
Chriselle's a good friend of mine. She's a very sweet girl, and she and Alexa both were, Anna and Melissa were some of the first people I met, along with Justin, and they were giving me the ins and outs of New York and the show and what I had to look forward to and what I needed to watch for, and it'd be great to work with her. The pairing stuff,
well, she's got
stuff,
the $5 million. She got the $5 million from Adam, so that would give Richie something to go for. She's doing nothing with it.
That's what I'm saying. Richie must be doing well somehow. He did hire a doctor and a bunch of hooligans.
That's true.
So I'm telling you, eBay apparently is a place to get an illegal bone marrow transplant.
Okay, well, I'll let you go so you can get other fans to call. I just wanted to see if there's any possible way Joanne today won the last.
Ma'am, you run the Yahoo fan group, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for all that
work.
Oh,
no, not a problem at all. I love doing it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And anything you need, let me know, and I'll take care of it.
Well, she won the last autograph today, so I mailed it out
yes,
today.
Oh, yes, I did.
There should be a whole bunch at the end of the week, and I'll send you whatever you need.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sweet, sweet girl. Yes, I won a contest today. I won your picture online.
Oh, yeah?
I answered. She had this really cute contest. She sends through the emails, and it was these fuzzy faces, and it was like, name these faces, and you win this picture. So I looked at them, and it wasn't hard. I was like, okay, so this one. And she's like, oh, you won. I was like, okay, cool. So I won your picture.
It was
today.
Easy to pick out the goofy, fuzzy face. That's definitely going nowhere.
It wasn't your face. It was like Brent Weber and Jeff Branson. They were kind of like, you know, their faces were all distorted. And so, yes, I won. I guess because I've been watching all my children for so long, I just know. You know, you just know who they are, furry faces or not. So, yeah, I got a picture today.
Congratulations. I wish I had something better to send you.
Please. Yeah, I'm happy you're on the radio with us tonight. That's something fun.
Thank you for having me. You keep saying that you've watched all my children for so long, and obviously you're a fan. You're dedicating your time to the show.
It's
interesting. There's a lot of people that come up and say, you know, I've been watching it for years, and they like what you're doing, and you know, that's the ultimate thing. This show, it's unlike these shows, these soaps, unlike anything else. They've been in your living room for 30 or more years, Right, and you bring them in, and you let, you know, these people come to your living room and test out a medium that you've grown up with. And it's really easy to say, I like this person, I don't like this person. And, you know, I'm just fortunate that you guys are letting me play a little bit. And, you know, the
I love yous, and
I hate yous are just as important, and I appreciate them all.
Yeah, no, I think that you're doing a fantastic job on all my children, and I really, really hope that they push the character of Richie into something, you know, something good and new and exciting, and I want to see him pair up with Babe. I want him to be Babe's new baby daddy. I want to see all that stuff as a fan, you know, and I mean, what these writers may think or may not think, that's, I think, you know, my opinion on what they should do with the character of Richie. I want to see him redeem himself a little bit, but don't lose all that sneakiness, because you need that on a soap. You need someone to be the sneaky villain every once in a blue moon, you know? I think the last biggest villain or the best villain they had on that show was probably Vincent Irizarry.
I hear that a lot, and I researched him when I got on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing was that, you know, he was a gray hat. You know, the old Westerns, the bad guys from black hats and the good guys from white hats.
Mm-hmm,
he was a gray hat. He was both ways. He was he was a bad guy. And Dave Canary does this great. He's a guy who
can't
do such evil things. But I have to back here because I'd probably do the same thing. I'm looking forward for Richie to have some storyline that kind of does the same. It's hard where we've started to show that all the time. I try to work it in when it's appropriate, but you know, those are the people you have to look at and say, all right, I've got to find out how this guy did it, and find it your own opportunity. So yeah, he was great. Are you kidding me? I don't know the man, never met him, and I've learned more from him on YouTube than I probably care to admit.
Now, before you even auditioned for this role, had you ever seen All My Children before, or heard of it, or?
Yes, ma'am. My mom was a General Hospital All My Children fan back in the day, and I remember when I was a little kid, when I was before I started joining school, and during the summers, I watched it with her. That jingle, I guess everybody knows that jingle from the opening song. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the best part of the show is, you know, when you watch it, you're like, hey, that's me, and there's the jingle. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Might be my mom's favorite part.
That's great. And how, being that she's such a fan, like, what was her reaction when that you were like, okay, I'm on All My Children. Hello.
She was great. You mean you got work? Wow. About time. You're supposed to go to college, not film school, and then decide to be an actor. No, it's... My mom's always had my back, and so has my father. What's more interesting was my dad. He's this huge, huge Texas guy, you know. He was a pit fighter back in the day before there was all this UFC stuff. He had to fight for money. So he is a gruff big guy.
Right.
I'm the runt of the litter of the family, and he carries around pictures. Yeah. It's just, I'm sorry. Okay, yes, sir.
That's okay.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Good to see you, sir. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm taking over an office. where were we at? Oh, my dad. He's a salesman, and when he goes into a place, he's got pictures of me that he shows around. It's my son. He's on all my children. He'll call and he's like, I got to tell you, that girl played your sister. She's damn near. She's cute. She is just cute. And then he'll start asking about other storylines. Like, Dad, are you watching the show? Well, yeah, I'm watching the show. I wasn't on that show. Yeah, but I watch it anyway. I like it.
Aww.
So it's I made a fan out of the most unlikely candidate there. I don't think he's
and
in the target audience,
that's
but he watches.
Well, you know,
I'll be
what?
Off the show, and he'll still be watching it.
And that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing, because you know what some people don't realize is that soaps do target. You know, people think of people who watch soaps as, you know, housewives or, you know, single women, that kind of thing. But really, a lot of men are into soaps. They might not come out and say it outright,
but
they really are.
Have you seen the girls I work with?
I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Them.
They may not come out and say it, but, I mean, really, you know, to sit there and watch these girls pole dance, and you think these men aren't really watching it? Of course they are. They might not come out and say why, but, huh?
Told my girlfriend I didn't watch it.
I'm sure she's very proud of you. And
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes, so we're going to go here. I got a call on the line for you. I'm trying to be very selective because of that jerk before, so forgive me for that. We're going to go to area code 904. Area code 904, you're on the phone with Billy Miller.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you? Hi, Billy. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I really don't have a question. I just called to say hello. Maybe I do have a question. I don't know. If they're going to put Babe and Richie together, what would your dream date be for them? First date type thing.
If they're going to put Richie and Babe together, what would Richie's dream date be?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yes.
One where I don't have to, like, kidnap anybody or steal from them to continue the date, maybe. That would probably be the best idea for Richie. He's kind of batting zero at the moment. He's been in prison for 7 years, and he still can't seem to get a proper date.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That would be cool. Do you want to be paired with Babe, or you don't care? Because I was thinking like everybody else was talking about, and like Sarah said, more along the lines of Amanda and Richie. Something with Amanda and Richie. Amanda needs something. Because clearly it doesn't look like they're going to put Amanda with Josh like they should. And, yeah, I just give up. I can't even tell anymore.
Well, that's not my job either. Everybody on the show is fun to work with, and if I'm not working with them, we're usually socializing together, and I'm happy to work with anybody that give it to me. I'm lucky enough. I mean, all of those girls are talented. Everybody on the show is talented, and I'm learning from every one of them. So I enjoy myself with everybody. I spend most of my time, don't even know what my dressing room really looks like. I spend most of my time in hair and makeup hanging out and talking to people. So,
yeah, you're doing a very good job on the show, though.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Georgette.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
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 Yeah, so I guess Amanda's the girl they're going to be writing in for you to get with. So we'll see what happens with that, with all these fan letters that are going to be pouring in soon.
Okay.
So let's move on to area code 856. Area code 856, you're on the phone with Billy Miller.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm a 22-year-old male viewer who is enjoying watching the ladies on All My Children work with you. I'm not ashamed to admit it. hey, Joanne, how are you?
Hey, Novell. I just recognized your voice. I'm sorry. This Billy, this is a colleague of mine. He hosts another show called Buzzworthy Radio.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Yes, you will.
Oh, okay, wonderful. I didn't know that. Perfect.
You
cross-platforming here, huh?
You didn't know.
No, I honestly didn't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to talk to you about that. Yes, yes. I did actually have a question before tomorrow. I can't believe it. If you could, I'm probably going to stump you with this one. I hope not. If you could write anything for Richie that you would like to see Richie play out in Pine Valley, what would you like to see him do? Aside from the fact that you stole bone marrow from somebody.
Hello?
Ooh. Hello. I thought my cell phone dropped at one point.
No, his phone dropped.
Oh, wow. Come back, man.
Yeah. His phone dropped.
Uh-oh. Call back in. Call back in.
Call back in, Billy.
We're here waiting for you.
Yeah, he was put through the switchboard by his publicist, so it may have been something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it may have been something on their end.
Their end, yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, gosh, I hope he calls back in.
While we're waiting for him to call back in, you have on John Paul on Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
And
we have Melissa Fumero on tomorrow.
Fumero tomorrow, Adriana from the show. I was supposed to have on John Paul tonight, but like I said, stuff happens. He wasn't able to make it tonight, so we're going to reschedule as well. So I was pimping out that he was going to be on your show Wednesday. So
right.
I didn't leave it out. I didn't leave it out at all. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So hopefully we'll be able to reschedule him soon. So,
right.
Make sure you listen to this show Wednesday because he will be here.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, Wednesday, yes, he'll be here Wednesday. We have Melissa tomorrow, JP on Wednesday, and then on Monday we have Julia Barr.
Oh, nice. Yes, you did get in contact with her because you were asking about that. So, yes,
yes. Good. Yes, yes. The same day, actually, I think it was, or the next day, something like that, is when they came back on. I want to apologize to all you Billy Miller fans that are sitting here waiting for him to call back in. Something happened where the call dropped. He was put through by his publicist, so it could have been a technical error on that line or something.
Right.
So I want to apologize. We have 8 minutes, and I hope he gets the call back in before the show ends. If not, I'm glad everybody had a chance to speak to him. I had to be a little selective with the callers because we did have a somewhat of a jerk call in earlier. So
really?
So I was trying to be a little selective before I picked up.
I heard you mention a little bit about that a jerk called in or something like that. I'm like, you're going to get those calls too. You're going to go and hear nonsense, basically. I've experienced one on my show, so I was just like, no, now we've made it. If you're going to get a prank caller in here, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. So I just, so I was trying to be a little careful and selective on who I was picking up, and, you know, we ended up with Georgette, who's always calling in, and she always got good questions to ask. So, I mean, we have 7 minutes remaining, so I'm kind of going to say I doubt that he'll probably get back in here fast enough if he went through his publicist, but I'm hoping that he will.
No, you never know. 7 minutes. 7 minutes, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, he was also at a birthday party for his girlfriend. It's his girlfriend's birthday.
So
we said happy birthday to her. Yes, on Cinco de Mayo.
Make sure I'll pass along the wishes tomorrow when I talk to him again.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes, I'm going to have to.
I'll save my question for tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, wait a minute. I think this is him. Hang on a minute, Nabil.
Uh-oh. Told you, 7 minutes.
Billy, are you there?
I have Billy Miller. He can only stay on just a little bit longer. He has to get back to, he's actually leaving tomorrow. So let me put him back on.
Okay.
Hi, Selena.
Hi, Nabil. Hang on.
How are you? Amazing.
Hey, Billy.
That was.
Oh, I know. Hi, no. Billy.
I've lost Billy, so let me get him back. Hold on
just
a moment.
Okay. Yeah, we only got 5 minutes, so that's.
Yeah, a little bit longer. And yeah, he'll be in L.A. I think he flies out on Wednesday.
Yeah, he's out in L.A. now.
He's in L.A. now.
On Manhattan Beach. Yeah.
Oh, lucky him.
Yeah. I know, and you know, I've never been there, so I'm dying to get
I've got Billy back on the line.
Okay, thank you.
What's happening, guys?
Hey. Sorry
about
that. I don't know what happened. I was like, oh gosh, I hope he gets the call back in. We got 5 minutes left on the show.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, well, Nivelle, you want to ask your question?
I guess I remember it. Let's see. Yeah, I got it. If you could write anything for Richie on the show, what would you like to see Richie play out in Pine Valley? So, like I said, aside from stealing Bogmauer and other things.
You know, I guess if I was going to put myself in that position with that hat, I would like to explore the, I think I said this earlier today, but the backstory of why he is how he is. And, you know, it's the best villain is the one that you can't help but feel compassion for and kind of root for him. And you feel guilty of doing it. And to do that, you've got to show a catalyst, a reason why that we all understand. And that would be something I would like to explore, because right now it's been mostly, you know, id from Richie and going after what he wants, but without a real reason as to why, except for that he wants it.
Right.
Right now, Richie seems to be all ego.
Oh, yeah.
I pretty much thought the same thing, yeah. Give him a backstory, find out exactly what makes Richie tick kind of thing. You know, find
do what?
Out exactly why. You know, give him a backstory to find out what makes Richie tick. You know, find out
right.
exactly why he's pretty much a... Can I say it on your show? Because I can say it on mine, the son of a bitch. Do I have permission?
Well, you kind of already did it there, pal, so I don't think I can really stop you.
Well,
yeah, but how many sons of bitches do you really like? That's the thing.
I'll tell you right now, I like that one. That's for damn sure. So, and I could say that on my show.
Yeah, you can.
Definitely. I'm liking Richie. I'm liking where they're going, and I do hope they explore all avenues with this character. You have become a huge fan favorite on All My Children already in the short stint that you've been on it, you know, and I'm really hoping that they're going to give you that golden ticket to go to Super Soap Weekend in November.
Yeah,
because then you'll really, really see truly what soap fans are really like, and you might even be a little scared. I don't know. I mean, you know, because it is very overwhelming. But I think that you'll have a fantastic time. They got some great bars over there.
You know my vice.
Definitely, definitely. I think it's fantastic. So, well, Billy, I want to thank you from me and my co-hosts who unfortunately are not here tonight at Star Dish, and I apologize again for that idiot that called earlier, and I can call him an idiot because it is my show, and I can say what I want to say, and I'm from New York, so I can really say what I want to say, but anyway.
I was
anyway.
About to say, I hear it in the voice, man. I'm not messing with you.
But I'm a little kitten, trust me. I am. And,
that's what they all say.
I am. No, I'm almost a cougar. I'm almost 40, so I could say that. Anyway, I wish we had more time for you and that didn't get interrupted. I want you to go enjoy your girlfriend's birthday. Have a fantastic time. Remember Star Dish. We love you here.
Yes, ma'am.
And
thank
remember
you, ma'am.
That we are pushing for you to stay on All My Children regardless and your storylines and for nothing but the best for you.
Well, ma'am, I very much appreciate it. Thank you for giving me your time, and I appreciate the support more than you know and more than I can convey, and hope to talk to you again.
Absolutely. But before you go, do you think I can ask you to give us a little promo for the show? This is Billy Miller on Star Dish Radio kind of thing.
Sure. What do you want me to say?
Just say, this is Billy Miller, and I'm listening to Star Dish Radio or something like that, you know.
Okay.
Whatever comes to the top of your head, ready to go whenever you are.
This is Billy Miller, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Love it.
Considered a star?
You're done. You are a star. You're going to be on our promos, darling. You are a star. You are a rock star,
thank
and
you,
we
ma'am.
Love you. So go have a drink on me.
Appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you.
All right, Billy. Take care.
Bye.
Hang on, Billy. You there?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'm still... Thanks.
Okay, Selena. Thanks a lot. Okay, everyone, that was our interview with Billy Miller. Sorry it was a little short and got interrupted by some kind of id in the beginning. But all the same, we love him. And everybody write your letters to ABC to keep Richie Novak on All My Children. Thank you very much. This is Joanne on Star Dish Radio signing off. Have a great night.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.